If you've wandered through the university parks and found a bench to sit down on, now is a perfect opportunity to tell you a bit more about this lovely green space. The parks consist of 70 acres of parkland on the west bank of the River Charwell and include sports areas and a large collection of plants and trees in landscape surroundings. The land now known as the University Parks was previously owned by Merton College before the university began negotiations for its purchase in the 1850s. It has long been used for recreation. King Charles II is even reputed to have walked his dog here. The area you see around you today has looked very different in the past. The museum was originally surrounded by farmland, which at that time housed the science departments. But in 1860, a committee was formed to deal with the parks. It reported that the area should be set out largely as an arboretum and essentially become a place of recreation for the university. It was decided that the whole ground should be enclosed by a substantial fence and 25 acres should be set aside for university cricket grounds. The cricket pavilion was built in 1881, designed by Sir Thomas Jackson, whose other buildings in Oxford include the examination schools and the spire of the University Church, both on the High Street. During the First World War, the parks became a training ground for local troops. Aeroplane hangars were erected, and soldiers were billeted in a camp in the southeastern corner. As you can see, the parks are well manicured, but you may be curious to know how the lawns are kept so trim. Today, of course, they use mechanical mowers, but previously sheep and cattle were grazed in the parks to maintain the grass, a practice that continued at least until 1937. Today you'll see students enjoying a range of sports in university parks. Football, rugby and cricket are the most familiar, but you can also see hockey or lacrosse being played in the winter. And ultimate frisbee is very popular in the parks too. Everybody knows about the fierce competition of the boat race, but few know how seriously Oxford takes its ultimate frisbee. Even if you're not that keen on sport, then the parks are a great open space to go for picnics and to relax with friends. It's a beautiful place to catch up with reading in the warmer months, and its central location makes it very accessible to most of the university departments and colleges.